What's up, Bulls Nation? We back. Preseason basketball started. I'm Troy. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Troy, but more importantly, you can follow the show at Whole Lot of Bulls. So guys, yep, preseason basketball is back. Bulls basketball is back. Here we go. It's been a long 6 months since the Bulls last played, and then we've finally got some Bulls basketball to talk about after a long off season. So, for me personally, coming into the preseason, the things that I was personally looking at, I'm not worried about shots falling and all those sort of things. I'm just looking to see what the Bulls as a team have been working on in training camp and see if they actually do what they say they've been working on and how they want to play, and also see, what kind of skill development we've seen from the individual players. Like, obviously, things from off-season workout videos that we've seen, like, Kobe White with working with Johnny Dribble too much. We also know that, DeMar DeRozan has had a lot of the young guys out with him in California again this year. So they're the type of things I'm kind of looking for in preseason again. Whether shots drop or not, whether we win games or not, I don't give a damn. That's not what it's about. And, more importantly, obviously, with, the veteran players, obviously, in these preseason games, they're not going to play a heavy amount of minutes. So, preseason as well is also about getting your match fitness, your game legs back underneath you. These guys haven't played basketball in 6 months. Less, of course, Nikola Vucevic, who played in the World Cup, but that's a different ball game from the NBA. We're into the game. Obviously, that I'm not going to talk much about the second half of that 3-point loss to the Bucks, because let's be honest, most of what we want to see came in the first quarter and mostly the second quarter with the starting unit, which I've been a big advocate for Javon Carter starting at the point guard. And in this game, and apparently during training camp, Kobe White's got most of the run at the point guard. And we've seen it, and in this game against the Bucks, he got the nod to start at point guard. And he actually did a really good job, in my opinion. You see, he finished with numbers 14, 6, and 6. It really helped push the pace. With transition baskets, which, I think in the first quarter the Bulls had 19 fast break points just in the first quarter alone. So that's a massive step up. And one of the things that came out of the media day with what Billy Donovan was talking about, and Billy Donovan's a great talker. The other thing was, does this actually come into action on the court? And so far mostly in that first quarter, it absolutely came to fruition. Everything that these guys have said, what they want to do, they did. Faster ball movement, quicker decisions, driving kicks on threes. That it was all happening. The ball wasn't getting stuck in what, for example, because everyone, even I'm guilty of, we've all used the example of DeMar DeRozan. He gets the ball, he pounds it, dribble, 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 pump fake, pump fake, pump fake, and he gets his shot off. It was good to see the ball moving quick and hopping around, not getting stuck. It was also great to see that Nikola Vucevic is actually starting, for that brief part there, he's being utilized correctly as that passing hub, helping create opportunities offensively for everyone. And in the shot, he only took 3 shots himself, so he wasn't out there looking for his own shot, which is what that's part of Vucevic's game. One thing that, listening to all the podcasts over the last few weeks, and I have actually now finally caught up as of this recording with everything. One thing that I did hear in a podcast was on the there's some things that irritate me as a fan, as someone who listens to pod and watches the Bulls. If you're going to say something on your platform, actually, if you're basically saying, if you're going to repeat what a player has said, actually say it properly and don't twist what he has said and create a lie. Now, I don't really want to call him out, but I feel like in this instance I kind of have to. Cash considerations, Ricky and Jason Pat, they said that Nikola Vucevic compared himself to Nikola Jokic. That's not what Vuce said. He said, I'm not Jokic, but I have similar skill set which I can be utilized in a similar fashion for this team. He never said he was Nikola Jokic. So, and which is what Ricky, I'm pretty sure it was Ricky who actually said this on Cash Considerations. That's not what he said. So don't twist it. Like, if you're going to say what he said, actually say it properly. But that's a whole nother side story. So getting back to this preseason game against the Bucks, talking about the driving kicks, and you know, we see Zach LaVine it looked like Zach LaVine was like the main focus. You know, we saw DeMar DeRozan was a beneficiary, if I butchered that word, of the driving kicks, and he gets 2 3-pointers in the corners, which beautiful to see. Like, he looks like, I know it's a very small sample size of essentially one quarter of basketball, but if that's anything to go by, if the threes are there, he's going to take them, which is what I've said, how I want him to take his 3-pointers. I don't want him hunting and searching for threes, but if they're there, take him. And please excuse that noise, there's a motorbike does go past me on the road here. I am on my way home as I do this recording, so apology for any crappy background noise. We got to see, now, Patrick Williams, to me, this was a kind of a standout for me as well. We all want to see Patrick get more aggressive, and he absolutely looked far more aggressive. We also saw that he was the first one that Billy pulled out of the game in the first quarter and then brought him back in with a second unit later. One thing I would like to see that in that sort of rotation, though, is that, okay, yeah, you want Patrick to get more on-ball opportunities by putting him with a second unit. Part of that should probably also come with having him on there with, like, for example, Vucevic. Because if you're going out, or Kobe White, you can't just have Patrick out there with four other pure defenders like Caruso, Torrey Craig, Andre Drummond, and I believe the other one was Io, and I think maybe it was Javon Carter as well out there in some other points. Those guys are not shot creators. They're not scorers. Whereas, yeah, that's what you're wanting Patrick to do in that lineup. And hey, this is preseason. You mess around with stuff. See what works. See what doesn't. To me, that one was automatically like, no, that's... You want Pat getting more shots and more opportunities to do his thing, but you need another actual offensive threat out there on the court with him as well. Now, whether that be Zach, whether that be Vooch, whether that be Kobe, but you do need another scorer out there with him. We also saw Pat try to put our old mate Rolo on a poster. And a shout out to Robin Lopez as well. Like, it's preseason basketball. He's getting a technical foul. And Rolo has never changed. He still looks like Sideshow Bob. I mean, that hair of his everywhere. Like, Rolo, never changed, buddy. Like, you're awesome. You're a great teammate with Chicago. Like, Rolo's awesome. How can you not love Rolo? Even if he does, even if he's not on your team to have a massive role. Kobe White running the offense well. You know, he ended up finishing with like 6 assists. I think he also went along with 6 boards and 14 points. So it's great to see. And like I mentioned before, he's pushing the pace, getting the ball up court a lot quicker. There was, you know, we saw that one fast break opportunity, which, you know, he probably had Zach LaVine there for a fast break, potentially like just a general pass layup dunk or an alley-oop opportunity. But Kobe didn't make a rash decision, and he kept the ball alive, and eventually it ended up turning that, okay, they created a lane for him to actually take the layup himself. So there's been a lot of maturity in what Kobe is seeing out there on the court. Some other things that I kind of noticed, and I'll keep this episode short as well because I am only about 5 minutes away from home. Andre Drummond, I love Andre. We, like, as the guys at C-Red UK say, like, we embrace the chaos that comes with Drummond. But I need to stop seeing him play finesse basketball. Like, this guy's an absolute friggin' unit of a man. Like, stop trying to, you know, do these little finger roll layups or step, you know, Euro steps and all that sort of stuff. Like, do a power, catch the ball down low pads on the low post, power dribble, and fucking stuff that thing home. Like, put it down with force and just remind these guys, like, Andre Drummond is an absolute friggin' unit. Use it. Dalen Terry, yeah, I've got, I'm a bit worried about Dalen. He still looks like a deer in the headlights. The way I describe him, like, he still looks like, we know he's extremely raw, but for coming into his second season for him to still be looking lost out there, and he's still rushing everything. So hopefully at some point, like, everything starts to slow down for him a little bit. But yeah, I can't lie, I'm a bit worried about Dalen. Julian Phillips, you definitely tell he's had the first game nerves. Like, again, caveat being preseason, but his first time in any sort of NBA, real NBA action, you can tell the kid was nervous. Like, he was like out there just rushing things a little bit. And was like 1 out of 4 on his shot attempts. That one being a dunk. He did airball a 3, but that shot as well. Like, I think the pass on that wasn't, if I'm remembering correctly, the pass on that wasn't exactly great. But he was still able to catch and shoot that real quick. And the form itself looked really good. Yeah, he did airball it. Now, I put that down as to, like, the kids is rushing himself just a little bit because of those first game nerves. Once he gets a bit more action, I think, and once he settles down a little bit, he'll be fine. That just narrow up the base on that shot a little bit more, and I think that 3-point shot is actually going to look really good for Julian Phillips. Now, just a reminder, I just finished listening to the Big Red Bus, and he's probably not listening to this, but Doug Tonis, his name's Julian Phillips, not Julian Wright. So, can we just get our players' names right, please? Is that too much to ask? No, thank you. Doug, I say that with love, dude. Like, you guys are awesome. I might give Fred a bit of a hard time from time to time, but it's all in love. Now, speaking of Fred, C-Red Fred, picking on Nikola Vucevic on that blow-by from where he tweeted back at me. He said it was Robin Lopez. Dude, it was Brooke. I'm sure that was just a typo. Again, just having some fun with you, Fred. The only thing that, to me, that Vuc did wrong on that possession alone was that he wasn't guarding Lopez for his right hand. He was positioned himself to, like, it looked like Lopez was going to do a pass off the right elbow, And the way that Vooch has guarded him, he's given him his strong right hand, and obviously a lane opened up really out of nowhere for Brook, and he's taken it and beaten Vucevic to the basket. Hey, normally, the thing I always teach my boys with basketball when you're defending is, like, know what hand they are and make him, and defend that hand, make him go the opposite direct, like, make him go left. So Brook Lopez obviously being a right-hander, you want to, if you're going to give him a dribble drive, make him go left, put it on his weak side. By the fact that Vooch gave him that right hand, this is why he got to the basket so easily. Carly Jones is absolute trash. Get him off the team. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see the last 5 minutes of the game, but I did see some highlights that Honorat Batim, did hit a couple of threes, so it's good to see him getting some action. We did see, like, training camp invite, Quinton Jackson absolutely stuffed one home late in the game. Next game up, we've got the Denver Nuggets. I think the next two games are up actually against the Denver Nuggets, which are on Friday morning and Monday morning for us here in Australia. So looking forward to those two games and looking forward to the rest of preseason. Again, I'm not concerned about winning or losing or shots falling or anything like that. I'm just interested to see the process and what they're doing, how they go about it. I'll cap it there, as I am almost home. Thanks again to everyone for tuning in to this episode. I know it wasn't the greatest recap of a podcast for a post game, but you know, this is something new for me as well, doing post game reviews. So hopefully I'll come back to you guys again after the Nuggets game on Friday. So until next time, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Troy, and you can follow the show at Whole Lotta Bull. So until then, guys, see red, go Bulls.